This is ProBlogger.
Hey there, it's Darren Rouse from ProBlogger here. Welcome to episode 228 of the ProBlogger podcast. ProBlogger is a blog, a podcast, an event, job board, series of ebooks, and a course all designed to help you to start an amazing blog that's going to change the world in some way and hopefully change your life too by building a bit of profit for you. You can learn more about ProBlogger at ProBlogger.com. Now, in today's episode, we're continuing our series of blogger stories, which I started back in episode 221. Essentially, this series is all about handing the podcast over to listeners so that they can share their stories of starting blogs. And we've heard some amazing stories so far, and today I've got a really great one, an inspiring one for you. As I said, this started back in episode 221, so go back and listen to those previous episodes. They're all relatively short stories, and some of the episodes actually have two or three bloggers sharing their stories as well. This is all leading up to our starter blog course, which launches on the 10th of January 2018. Which is all designed to really help you to start a blog or someone you know to start a blog. And we all know someone who should be blogging, and my hope is that you will share that course with them. You can find the course, sign up where you can register to be part of it at problogger.com/start-a-blog. And please do feel free to share that with others. It's a completely free course. Now, in today's episode, we're hearing from a blogger who has done something quite amazing with blog and podcasting since she started. She has a blog on the topic of fiction and nonfiction writing. It covers independent publishing and making a living with your writing, and has built an amazing business on that particular topic. The blogger's name is Joanna Penn from thecreativepen.com, and I know many of you are familiar with Joanna already because she's been hanging around at ProBlogger for years now. In fact, I first met her at the very first ProBlogger conference back in 2010, back in Melbourne. Joanna is English, but at the time she was living in Brisbane, Australia. Blogging and podcasting has enabled Joanna to move from a cubicle job that she really didn't like in a sort of a corporate environment to build a creative business that not only brings in a multiple six-figure income a year, but has opened up amazing opportunities for her to travel, to speak, and to do what she loves and to have a creative life. Joanna's story is one of my favorites in this series, so I hope you enjoy it. And you can find the show notes with the full transcript of the story as well as links that she mentions in the show notes at problogger.com/podcast/228. I'll be back at the end of Joanna's story to pull out a few of the things that I hear her saying and just to hammer them home so that you come away with this with some action items.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Hi everyone, I'm Joanna Penn from thecreativepen.com, and that's Penn with a double N. And I blog and podcast about writing fiction and nonfiction, independent publishing, book marketing, and making a living with your writing. So I started my site, thecreativepen.com, in December 2008 as a way to share my journey and my lessons learned about writing and self-publishing my first book, as well as the ups and downs of marketing something when nobody knows who you are. This was before the international Kindle, before print on demand, before we had the independent publishing ecosystem we have now. I also started a podcast in early 2009 as a way to learn from other people who are doing well, and also to meet other creatives. By sharing my lessons learned, I was able to meet other people going through the same experience and attract a community and friends over time. I was also living in Brisbane, Australia at the time, and most of the sort of the self-publishing early birds were in America, so I was able to use my site and my podcast to meet a lot of Americans online. I was also a miserable cubicle slave at the time, implementing accounts payable into large corporates, one of not very creative job. And I really wanted to find new friends who were writers and online entrepreneurs. So my big goal was to leave my job and become a creative entrepreneur and make a living online that was location independent and be able to travel and create and live a much happier life. So looking back, I'm really grateful that I learned from professional bloggers and invested in education early, because otherwise you can make so many mistakes. I did make mistakes, but I learned to avoid a lot of them by studying. So I was living in Brisbane, as I mentioned, in Australia, and I learned from Yaro Starak at Entrepreneur's Journey, and actually met him because he was living in Brisbane too at the time. I modeled my blog on his, and I even still have a successful author blueprint as my giveaway for email list building that I modeled on his and followed his training course exactly. I also attended the first Pro Blogger event in Melbourne in 2010, where I met Darren and other people making a living online, and it inspired me to follow their example. Setting up my site on WordPress and following, you know, search engine optimization design principles just has set me up so well. It's meant that I haven't had to do hugely horrible redesigns, which I've seen other people go through because they set up on other platforms. Also learning about headlines and doing audio and podcasting so early has all really helped my business scale. So I definitely recommend investing in education so you can set things up right from the very beginning. In terms of mistakes, I actually made some mistakes before the creativepen.com, which was my third blog. The first blog I set up was centered around my first book and was so tied to it, including the URL was actually the book title, that when I started writing other books, because, you know, now I have like 26 books, so, you know, writing around one book was never going to last long enough. So, and the second one was a niche that I then got really bored with. So a really big tip is to choose a URL with the intent that this is going to last 5 to 10 years, maybe much longer. I'm just coming up myself on my 9-year anniversary, and you know, I can use the creativepen.com basically for the rest of my life. I can pivot that into all different kinds of things. I also have a fiction site at jfpen.com. So again, around my name, which means that won't change. So what do you see yourself doing in 5 to 10 years time, and what won't age too much along the way, and what are you so excited about that you never run out of content for? So, you know, at the moment I have like 6 months worth of content scheduled ahead of time because, or, you know, I haven't written it all, but that's how much I have still to share after 9 years. And I've never, ever run out of content. I always have more ideas. And this is so important. I found with those other two blogs, I was just bored and I didn't want to write and I didn't want to podcast on those topics. So topics that lasted 5 to 10 years, and what do you see yourself being known as? That's really important too. And also consider technology that might age. So for example, myspaceexpert.com would probably now be obsolete. And I don't know what that site is. I just came up with that. So yes, those would be some mistakes that I made that I hope you can avoid. So some amazing things have happened since I started my site. First of all, I ended up making money. So in September 2011, I left my day job because I was making a few thousand a month from the blog. And with more time available, I was able to write more and grow the site and write more books. My podcast also grew as audio became more popular, and self-publishing as a niche went mainstream, meaning I got a lot more traffic from SEO based on the content I'd been producing for years. In 2015, we started to make a six-figure income in pounds from the blog, and my husband was able to leave his job. And now, 9 years after starting it, we make a multi-six-figure income from our business, all powered by the creativepen.com, my blog, my podcast, and the books I've written along the way, which I sell to the audience that I've attracted along the way. So it really has been a massive change in my life. And my life is now completely different. I was that miserable cubicle slave crying in the toilets at work because of how much I hated my job. I really, really just didn't know what I was doing with my life. And now I travel the world for book research trips and professional speaking opportunities that come because of my platform as a blogger and podcaster. I have a creative lifestyle that I love and a community of friends and colleagues who are also creative entrepreneurs. And I had a vision of this life back in 2008, and it just feels kind of amazing that I'm now living that. But if you put your words out into the world consistently for years, amazing change can happen, and you can live that life that you design. It really is amazing. So in terms of my number one tip for new bloggers, I would say that you can think big. And you need to decide what you want to be known as in 5 to 10 years' time. What can you create that will lead to that outcome? Because you have to know where you want to end up, and that will really help guide you and keep you going in the nitty-gritty bits, because there are nitty-gritty bits when you are blogging. And then secondly, I would say that learning how to write a good SEO-optimized headline and a really decent image, those two things together will help your work be more shareable. And I use Canva.com, C-A-M-V-A.com, almost every day to create shareable images. And it's a free site. It's amazing. So decide what you want to be known as and learn to write a good SEO optimized headline and make a good image. And I definitely say that blogging for me was the beginning, the turning point of what changed my life. So I am so happy that I started blogging, and so happy to be part of the blogging community, and I wish you well. So thanks to Darren and the Pro Blogger team, and happy creating.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is Pro Blogger.
That was Joanna Penn from thecreativepen.com. And I love the story, obviously an inspirational story, someone going from working in a job that she didn't really love to, I guess, have the freedom to be able to explore her own pathways and to do something creative that she loves, and to enable her partner to join her in that as well. A few things that really stood out to me in that. I love that tip that she gave about choosing a URL, and I guess a focus that's not going to age, something that's going to last you more than 5 years. And that's a fantastic question that she gave you there. What do you see yourself being known as in 5 to 10 years? That's a great starting point in thinking about what your blog should be about, but it will also begin to give you hints as to the type of content that you need to create. If you want to be known as an expert in a particular field, what type of content does an expert in a field need to create to take them to that point, from someone who might be relatively unknown to being an expert? Well, obviously that will reveal the types of content you need to create. You need to create content that shows your expertise. You need to create some social proof. You need to create content that shows credibility, these types of things. And so hopefully by identifying that end point, you can begin to fill in some gaps in the short term that will take you to that place. And so start with that question. Brilliant question to start with. And those of you who are going to take the starter blog course, that's a question that I would encourage you to answer before the course starts. It's going to help you so much if you've got that end point in mind. And then what content can you begin to create that will take you to that place? There's some really good questions to be asking, whether you do the course or not. Even as an established blogger, that will hopefully give you a little bit more focus as well. I also like the idea there that Joanna mentioned a number of times, is just creating, it's the nitty-gritty stuff. It's the little things that you need to do that will end up taking you to that destination. You know, we often hear the story of someone going from something that they don't love, a job they don't love, to a multiple six-figure income, and we think that happens very quickly. It doesn't. You know, Joanna's been at this now. I met her in 2010 and towards the beginning of her journey, and she'd been going before that already. And it's the small actions that you take every day and that she's taken every day that have actually taken her to that point. Also, I love the idea there of investing in education early. Put the time into learning. And she mentioned there being mentored by someone and actually putting the time into getting to know someone who can teach you. And certainly that's what we're hoping that you will do with ProBlogger, but there's plenty of other great bloggers out there in your niche that you should be investing the time into building those relationships, because you'll learn so much about blogging through those relationships. Invest the time into the reading and the learning that you can do. And there's certainly some amazing resources out there, and much of them for free online as well. And so put that time aside. It's not going to happen overnight. I really hope that you are inspired by Joanna's story there. The tool she mentioned was Canva. We'll put a link to that in the show notes today. And also, if you want to do some reading on search engine optimization, some listening on that, I'll have some links in the show notes as well on that, because that's something Joanna did talk about. And really, I heard her mentioning a number of times it was search engines that have been driving the traffic for her. And this is one of the things that I think a lot of bloggers miss out on, is they think the traffic's going to always come from social media. And traffic can come from social media, but time and time again, I meet bloggers like Joanna, and the key to their success isn't social, it's actually Google. And so I'm certainly not saying don't put time into social. You need to do that, but also to put time into learning the basics of search engine optimization and thinking very carefully about the headlines you use, because they will help so much in SEO. And so I've got some further listening for you that I'll include in the show notes today as well. The show notes can be found at problogger.com/podcast/228. Our starter blog course can be found over at problogger.com/starter blog. Now, I'll be back tomorrow with another blogger story. If you haven't already listened, go back to episode 221 and work through the six or so stories that we've got there. We've got bloggers who are DIY bloggers. We've got travel bloggers. We've got tech bloggers, a variety of different niches covered there. So dig back in and look out for tomorrow's episode as well. Thanks for listening. Chat soon.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.